sharing the struggles farm country is facing with DC. A poll conducted earlier this year shows farmers feel neither political party cares about the top issues facing farm country. That same poll also showed 75% of farmers feel elected officials in DC don't understand what it's like to work on a farm in 2026. More than half said government policies over the last year have hurt their farm, even jeopardizing their ability to pass it on to future generations. Washington Congressman Dan Newhouse, a farmer himself, says it can feel like Congress doesn't understand the issues before farm country because so few are ag producers themselves.
Out of 535 members of both the House and Senate, there's less than two dozen farmers or ranchers. And so the understanding of the challenges in ag country is not very deep by the members of either the House or the Senate. So it's been a constant effort on my part and others to educate people, to make them understand the importance of some of the things that have to get done here in D.C. because they truly affect the ag economy and ag communities across the country.
Making that disconnect even more challenging is the bad farm economy the industry is facing, which Newhouse calls some of the worst economic times before farmers that he can remember.
The economy is not good. The profitability on farms is almost non-existent. And people here are getting that message, and we have to continue to deliver it. I understand the frustration. I hear it from friends and neighbors and family members, too, that people in D.C. just don't get it. The good news is that's changing, but the challenge is we have to keep sending that message to people here in D.C.
Newhouse added, regardless of party, it's important farmers, growers, and ranchers across the country communicate with their House members and both senators to let them know what takes place and the struggles the ag community is really facing. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM, or listen live on KDHNradio.com.